Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What? From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all know I'll knock Mike on his you-know-what.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding, Mr. Tyson, if you're listening. Oh, my gosh. It feels like 2008 all over again, but worse. Remember it was the Reverend Jeremiah Wright and race back in 2008? Now fast forward to this year, 2016. The issues are pretty close, except it is worse. This time it's immigrants, Muslims, women, race, the KKK, now front and center, and with a vengeance. Here's Donald Trump responding to a question about the Ku Klux Klan and its former grand wizard, David Duke, who, by the way, asked his supporters to vote for Donald Trump.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
It sounds like his earpiece is working pretty well.
Trump later rejected any claims of support and said he couldn't hear the question because of a bad earpiece, Sybil, as you say. He also said he has condemned the Klan numerous times in the past. Whatever Trump's intention, you must admit that it is unfortunate, to say the least, that he would have found that we found ourselves discussing the KKK's role in a presidential election in the year 2016. This election seems to have uncovered something in America that many believed, or at least hoped, was a thing of the past. We're living in it, seeing it, and debating it almost every single day. Of course, racism still exists. We're not crazy. No, we're not living in a colorblind society, as made plain in the discussion on CNN. This is on Super Tuesday with Democratic analyst Van Jones and a Donald Trump supporter. His name is Jeffrey Lord.
We have a big problem at this point now, because I agree with you about a lot. I think that we have taken him not seriously. We have not respected his voters. But there is a dark underside here. And Essie is right. He is whipping up and tapping into and pushing buttons that are very, very frightening to me and frightening to a lot of people. Number one, when he is playing funny with the Klan, that is not cool.
He didn't play funny with the Klan.
Hold on a second. I know this man when he gets passionate about terrorism. I know how he talks about terrorism. The Klan is a terrorist organization that has killed...
A leftist terrorist organization.
You can put whatever label you want. That's your game to play.
No, that's your game to play.
No, they're not... We're not going to play that game.
We're not going to understand history.
No. You need to take a serious look at the fact that this man is playing fast and loose and footsie. When you talk about terrorism, he gets passionate. He says, no, this is wrong. But when you talk about the Klan, oh, I don't know. That's wrong.
So that went on and on for about 5 minutes. Lord ended by saying that America would be better off when politicians stopped putting so much emphasis on race and instead follow Dr. King's wish for a colorblind society. Here's the problem. Dr. King never dreamed of a colorblind society. Dr. King dreamed of a society where people were judged by the content of their character while still being loved and recognized for their backgrounds, for their beliefs, and for their uniqueness, a society where we all bring something different to the table, where we see all of those differences and still are judged by the content of our character. Not that all those things are invisible.
Mm. Isn't it interesting how we change the verbiage to suit our situation and what they're trying to do and get away from the fact that this is a party of racism. And it is the head candidate is a racist.
Hmm. Well, he says he's not a racist.
I know.
Right?
I know.
But still,
by the language that is being used right now.
No, it was somebody's doing the raping. Somebody's doing the raping. But by the language that is being used out there, it is very, very, very disturbing. And maybe he's not a racist. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But he has also animated the racist faction of the party and that support center. They are gravitating towards him. I would be bothered by that as a candidate or by an American.
And I don't think they would be bothered by that, Don, if the fact that they were losing control of the party.
Mm-hmm. They seem to be shocked that their party, that there's that voice in their party. I don't know why.
Shocking.
Good job, Don.